Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Research for Society for Ireland. How are you for Research Ireland? How are you, Ruth?
Good. Good morning, Jonathan.
Lovely to talk to you. I'm fascinated at how we might be able to turn plastic into paracetamol, because that's something in my little mind that's impossible.
I know, and we thought it was impossible until just this week, which is the wonderful thing about research. We're always discovering new things. And this is research that came out in the journal called Nature Chemistry, and it comes from the University of Edinburgh. And researchers there have done exactly what you've said. They've used a bug, E. coli, which we often hear about when we hear about food poisoning.
No, but that's never a good thing.
Never a good thing. But here they've used lab strains of this bacteria, E. coli, to turn plastic, PET plastic that we get in your average plastic water bottle, into paracetamol. Because not many people know that the raw ingredients for paracetamol is benzene, which comes from fossil fuels, essentially. So they're trying to solve two problems here. This is one problem, that we have a huge problem with plastic waste. So we need to find ways to use that plastic to create useful things that we need. And the other thing is then not using fossil fuels to create paracetamol. So they did a very clever thing. They took the PET plastic and they used a sustainable chemical method to break it down into a simpler compound. And then they fed this compound to the E. coli. But they had modified the E. coli to change one of the pathways inside the cell, so that the cell wasn't able to do its normal metabolism, and instead it was forced to use this plastic as a source of food. So they did that first, and then there was a second step where they introduced two new genes into the bug, one from a mushroom and one from another bacteria that usually lives in soil. And that enabled the bacteria to switch this product into paracetamol. And it did this very, very efficiently.
Yeah, I'd love to know the thought process that gets you. You don't want to go, I'm going to take some bacteria, a mushroom, something in soil. I have a funny feeling we might get paracetamol out of that. That's bananas. Bananas.
Well, of course, there's a huge amount of background research that goes on so that scientists understand the chemical pathways that need to happen to create paracetamol. So it wasn't just by chance that they picked out these genes. But I think even they were surprised at how effectively it worked. So the yield was up to 92%, which is excellent. And again, they didn't need to use high temperatures or a lot of energy to do this, which is why it's so exciting. Because if we can do this with plastic into paracetamol, there's possibly other things that we can do. And really, it looks like bacteria have the ability to break plastic down into its precursor molecules. And that's exciting.
You've terrified me previously by telling me how much plastic is in my body, possibly in my brain and in other sensitive parts of me. Does this remove the risk of microplastics altogether?
Well, unfortunately not. So we still have about 350 million tons of PET plastic going into the environment all the time. And certainly, you know, this is not going to stop it. But things like our new recycling scheme, where we have the bottle tops attached and you can bring plastic back and it can go into a proper sort of recycling system, you know, we need to do that more effectively for all plastic to stop it getting into the environment. And as you say, getting into us, because we're all ingesting about a credit card amount of plastic every week, just from the plastic that's leaching into our food, from our plastic cookware, all of that. So, and it's very difficult to avoid.
Yeah, we're going to need more than paracetamol to solve that. One of my favourite creatures that I've ever seen in the wild are orcas. And I remember many years ago, there was a pod came up, and for the usual reasons that a pod would end up in a river in a city. One of them was unfortunately very ill. But I remember seeing them thinking, these are just magnificent creatures, and we are beginning to understand a little more about how intelligent they are.
Yeah, I know orcas. I'm jealous now that you saw those orcas in Cork. I've never seen one in the wild, but like you, I would absolutely love to see one. They are magnificent creatures, the biggest member of the dolphin family, and really the apex predator out there in the sea. We're so lucky we have them around our oceans. But this group of orcas that have been studied are not in the Atlantic. They're over in the Pacific, over on the far side of sort of Washington State and Canada, in an area called the Salish Sea. And these group of about 70 orcas have been studied studied for over 50 years, but only in the last year or so have scientists seen a new behaviour. And it's a really interesting behaviour because it's the first instance of tool use in marine mammals. So what these orcas do, they've always been seen doing something called kelping, where they go and rub their bodies up against these big strands of kelp, you know, probably to clean themselves off. But here now, they observe the orcas grabbing a big chunk of kelp, they balance it on their nose, and then they go over to another whale and they wedge the kelp between their two bodies and they rub together, almost like using a loofah to clean off dead skin and parasites. So scientists are amazed that they've only just seen this behaviour now. But it is amazing that we are still understanding these incredible creatures. And again, we're seeing this first instance of this kind of cooperative tool use.
I mean, to be fair, that kind of thing, you'd probably pay a lot for that if you went to a spa in the human world. These guys are getting it for free.
Well, they're doing it on a cooperative basis. And of course, that's really important because they're social creatures. You talked about them turning up in a pod. And we know that they have incredibly complex communications between them. They involve in care in the community. They will assist with rearing young. They also teach each other. We've heard about maybe those orcas that have been attacking boats off Spain. That's a learned behaviour that they are passing from generation to generation. So there's a lot of complexity going on here. And this kind of social cooperation helps to reinforce bonds between them as a pod and helps their community to function.
Dr. Ruth Freeman of Research Ireland, an absolute pleasure as always. Thank you very much for joining us.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the 3-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.